This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I and Doc have the privilege this particular weekend to be originating our show from the Sprott Asset Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. You know, the nice thing about doing radio at conferences like this is the fact that you have just, there are a plethora of incredible guests that you can get here because they all come and they all speak. Have a gentleman right now, Jeff Clark, who has been on the show before. Jeff is in charge of precious metals analysis for KC Research. Doc and I and Corey are going to be chatting with Jeff about, number one, do you think the bottom is in, Jeff, in gold? You guys called it 1180. You sticking by that?
For the most part, yeah. We're convinced that the bottom is in. It's based on fundamental reasons. It's based on the fact that if you look at the production costs for a lot of these companies, that's about where they're at. Some are even higher than that. Now, some are lower, and those are the ones that we recommend in big gold, but you can't go much lower than that without production and operations being severely curtailed industry-wide for the most part. So if we did get a spike lower, I think it would be very temporary because the industry simply couldn't sustain itself at much lower levels. So we don't like to make predictions in at KC Research a lot, but yes, I do think the bottom is in. And if we do go back down to 1,200, 1,150, something like that, I will be turning over the couch cushions.
Jeff, when you say fundamental reasons are what you are basing this bottom for gold, do you think these fundamental reasons are mostly based in demand coming from the east or also some investment from the west?
Yes, to all of the above. I think there's a couple ways to look at this. One is internal factors to the gold environment, meaning supply and demand. Supply is not as great as some market analysts would have you to believe. And the reason is because a lot of above-ground stock that all these mainstream analysts refer to is basically not available. You're not going to dig up corpses and get the dental implants out. Central banks aren't selling. You know, you're not going to take the gold out of the mosques over in the Middle East. That gold is largely unavailable. Investment is surging. So the supply-demand equation is still long-term very bullish. But there's also external factors, whether that be inflation, deflation, some type of crisis, some type of geopolitical event that changes the world. All of those things are still hot potatoes that could happen at any time. So all of those reasons added up together tell me that we should still be buying gold. And that's without even mentioning the fact that we've suffered no real consequences from all this debt that we've added, all this money printing. And I don't believe in free lunches. I think the effects that we've seen, the stock market going up and real estate ticking up, I think those are transitory issues in the long term. And I think there's still going to be some type of crisis in the future with the dollar, and that's going to push gold and silver up by a multiple of multiple numbers.
You know, Jeff, I got to agree with you. And the reason I say that is because there is no free lunch. I mean, economics is economics. You simply cannot continue to print money. I mean, there is no way that this can continue forever, and eventually it's going to have to start coming crashing down. But, you know, Doc, from a technical aspect, you mentioned, Jeff, that KC doesn't really rely a lot on technicals. You guys are fundamentalists.
We are fundamentalists, yes. You know, we've used technicals in the past, and I was mentioning to Doc that we used it last year in 2013 to hedge. We took out GLD puts, and the timing was just super. We actually, those hedges were just put in place just before the April crash, the June crash, and the December crash. So those hedges did very well for those subscribers that took advantage of them. But that was the exception. We really rely on fundamentals, and we ultimately think we're actually still in a bull market for gold and silver simply because the fundamentals are so overwhelmingly supportive of that market.
Doc, let's take it from here. Do you think that we are still in a bull market for gold and silver?
Absolutely. Long term, I'm very encouraged by this mark, and we've just established a higher plane for gold, and it's only a matter of time before we move higher based on the fundamental reasons that Jeff gave. And we all know those fundamental reasons. Now, as far as technicals, short term, I've been saying we're going to move a little bit lower here yet going into August. And then I think at that point it's a really good buying time. And I say that based on historical data about the strong buying season for gold in the eastern countries. And it's been rare in the past that gold and silver have ever taken a significant hit in the season for gold, and especially India. You won't see it historically. So I think it'll at least hold the price where it is. And personally, I think we're going to see the move up this year at that point in time going into August and September, and I think that's going to be the buying opportunity. Now, I've heard some recent comments by certain technicians that they expect gold to move lower, but I don't believe it. I think very strongly, for fundamental reasons, that the low price we saw of 1180 is in. Of course, anything can happen, but I don't see it happening in this seasonal time coming up.
But I got to tell you, Jeff, getting over to something that Doc alluded to here, what I think has been the catalyst, I mean, aside from the fundamental reasons that we're talking about, which are very definitely there, I think that the catalyst of late, and by of late, I mean, I'd be going back a few years on that, but the Far East, the folks in the Far East, mainland China, India, et cetera, specifically mainland China in this case, they understand the importance of gold. They understand the fundamental role that it plays in the economies of the world. And, you know, Bron Sacheki, who is, I think, the number two guy, if I'm not mistaken, at the Perth Mint, is on our show very, very frequently. And Bron is saying, you know, the buying coming out of China isn't even close to slowing up right now. I personally think that the Chinese demand is what's driving gold right now and is what will keep it above the 1180 per ounce level.
Chinese demand is greater than what we know and that what is being reported by almost anybody. And the reason is because you'll read in the mainstream press that Chinese demand is falling in China because the yuan has made it more expensive or because for any host of reasons. But what they fail to recognize and report on is that Beijing now will import gold directly into the capital and bypass Hong Kong. So you'll read Bloomberg, Reuters, and not to pick on them, but most mainstream journalists will say, well, Hong Kong imports are down, so therefore gold demand is down in China. Well, that's not necessarily true, because for 3+ months now, they've been importing directly into Beijing, and those imports are not reported. So they don't tell us what they're buying, what they have. So relying on measuring gold demand through Hong Kong is erroneous at best, because the demand is much greater because it's going directly into the capital now. And there's other issues as well for silver. This isn't being widely reported, but the Shanghai Futures Exchange now has more volume on it for silver than the COMEX does. So the Shanghai Silver Futures Exchange for silver is greater than the COMEX, and that's not being widely reported. And that just tells you that the shift for precious metals, not just gold, but for silver too, is clearly going from west to east, and that'll have major implications as we go forward over the next couple of years.
Jeff, I think there's no doubt that the demand and even the markets in general for gold and silver are shifting so much more to the east simply because they have the physical over there. And one issue that I think that I really want to get into in the next segment, because we're going to continue with you and Doc, is talk about some of the geopolitical issues that we think could be big drivers in this continuation of the bull market. We've seen a lot of geopolitical issues in the newspapers, but they haven't really made a huge impact in the markets right now. I think that there are some coming down the line, no doubt, that will be big drivers. We see issues everywhere. Something we're going to touch on to kick off the next segment. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion about the precious metals, specifically gold here. Corey and I and Doc and Jeff are chatting about the various implications, pros and cons of the gold investment sector right now. I have one question for you guys, and that is this thing in the Middle East, Jeff, specifically for you, I guess, is really getting worse and worse by the day. I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought that the Israelis were simply going to overrun Gaza and it was going to be, you know, game over, for lack of better terms. As of Thursday when we're recording, however, that's not really the case. The Muslim clerics are now coming out. They're calling for an all-out jihad. They're calling for all the Muslims to join their quote-unquote brothers in Gaza. And Hamas is calling the situation in Gaza a huge victory for the Islamic people because, the Israelis simply didn't come in and after 24 to 48 hours, you know, blow them out of the water. They're still fighting tooth and nail over there. I would maintain that if this thing escalates over in that particular part of the world, boy, I'll tell you, Katie barred the door for gold, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
I look at it like this. What does the average American and the average Canadian do? They get up in the morning. They go to work. They take care of their kids. They try to get dinner on the table. In my opinion, it's going to have to be some kind of serious escalation over there. That could be ground troops, somebody hurling some kind of large bomb or something like that. A serious escalation that makes major headlines that forces the average person to wake up and say, whoa, what's going on over there? You know, and that will push the price of gold up. And if we get that, I agree with you, Katie, bar the door. Until then, I've been hearing about these things and reading about these things since I was in diapers. And, there's going to have to be a line that's crossed, a more serious event. But what you're pointing to is the setup to that serious event. And it's only going to take a very minor thing to push it from the things we've always heard about from over there to a major new development that crosses a line and pushes more investors into gold and silver.
Jeff, I personally think that the geopolitical event that will be a huge driver for gold, if it happens, will come out of either the EU somewhere or out of China, one of these bigger players in gold that, you know, what we think is doing okay or seems to be doing okay. There are cracks in the system, but there are cracks for every country. I think that it will be a new country and another country that is higher up on the ladder, I would say, just behind the U.S., that could have that trickle-over effect or something that at least people will take notice of then, because right now the Middle East, there are always tensions over there, and right now it's not driving the gold price.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, just to jump in here for a second, Corey, I have not seen it this bad for years and years and years. Yes, it's been terrible. Atrocities going on, you know, from both sides over there. But escalating to the point right now, I mean, one could argue right now that it's not just Gaza, that it also includes Iraq. It also includes Syria and Iran, for sure. Iran seems to be the most stable of all of these areas over there, for lack of better terms. I got to tell you, I think we got a powder keg. I mean, Doc, you're pretty politically informed. I think this is just a powder keg ready to go, perhaps larger than you and I have seen it in our lifetimes, other than perhaps when Israel was formed.
And I agree, Al. I've been around a few years, and I've never seen the Middle East like this, because you not only have Iran, Iraq, Syria, you're talking Libya, you're talking Egypt, you're talking all these countries now, and I've never seen anything like this. And then you have the caliphate moving in, and you have Saudi Arabia putting 30,000 troops on their border right now. Why? I'm not sure, but you just have a gearing up of all these countries, and there is no stability anymore in any of them. And in the past, you'd have a strong man controlling a country, you know, in a number of these countries, but we've sure taken those out, and now what do we have? We have a mess, and nobody knows how this is going to end or what turn it's going to take. And then further north, you have Ukraine with the West pushing from one side and the Soviet Union or Russia pushing back from the other side, because they're sitting there and saying, no more, NATO, you're not going to get any closer to us. We're drawing a line in the sand here, and it's actually a reaction of Putin to being encircled by the EU and the United States. And so you have that going. So you have this going all over the world. I've never seen anything like this. And, yes, it's a big event. But I'll tell you something. Those type of events will push gold and silver higher, but they won't maintain that level. And I really feel what that eventually is going to tell a story again is going to be financial. And it's going to be a global financial happening that we can't predict. And it's got to come because of the tremendous indebtedness of every country throughout this globe. And that's where I see the real problem coming from, whereas these events will maintain the level of pricing and the price of silver and gold, frankly.
And, Doc, that's what Jeff and I were actually talking about before we were recording, is that I was saying, you know, we have bombs or at least fighting happening in a lot of countries, but I don't think gold and silver will truly react the way it should until we see something economically happen, whether it's finances or some of these countries defaulting, whatever it might be. I don't personally even want gold and silver to ride off the coattails of bombs and fighter jets. I think that it will show, it'll get to the light of day when we see these defaults or true economic issues hit, because that's when it really trickles down to citizens of every country.
Correct, Corey. It's geopolitical events, and like you said, the bombs and the fighter jets, that's a one-on thing, and that drives it short-term, but it's going to be the financial and economic conditions of the countries across the globe, and that black swan that nobody can predict, and it's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. We just don't know when.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about what you do for KC Research, and tell us why you would agree with me when I say that KC Research is probably one of the best independent sources out there.
Well, obviously I'm a little biased, but I did have a choice who I went to work for, and I did choose KC Research. And the reason is because I think they're a lot more educational in nature. That's what attracted me to them. So you can actually read our subscriptions and not just buy this stock, but this is why we're buying this stock. This is the background for this company and the people behind it. In fact, this is the backdrop for why we believe in buying gold. Again, I'm biased, but that's why I'm attracted to KC Research and why I really like it and why I'm carrying on that tradition. So I write Big Gold. It's an entry-level newsletter. It's very inexpensive, and it's a very good introduction into buying not just gold and silver, but the producers as well. And we run promotions, discounts for gold and silver bullion in our publications regularly. So I really enjoy what I do, and I think that comes through in my writing and my recommendations. So it's very inexpensive and a great way to get into the industry.
Well, we're a fortunate group of people sitting here because we all really do enjoy what we do. There's no question about that. It's more about passion, really. Having said that, if you want to learn more about Jeff, simply go to our favorite site section, click on KC Research, and you can get all the information you want. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back from the Sprott Asset Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Talking about precious metals, politics, et cetera, et cetera. We've got a couple of guys with us right now who are really spot on in terms of their opinions and how they service their customers. We're going to start out right now with Andy Schechtman. Andy is the president of Miles Franklin. Interestingly enough, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that the second to the last silver purchase I did, courtesy of David Morgan, I did buy it from Miles Franklin. Let's talk a little bit about what you do in terms of products. First of all, we're talking about a bit of numismatics and we're talking about a whole lot of bullion. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Our primary focus right now is on bullion. Some interesting things happened in the numismatic market. We'll go back to 2008. That's really changed the landscape of the numismatic market. If I were to take 500 ounces of gold into my warehouse, my vault that I buy from you, Al, we'll put that in the vault and simultaneously we'll sell 500 ounces on paper so that if the price drops in what we just bought from you, it goes up commensurate with what we sold short and vice versa. It allows us to remain market neutral. Late 2007, as Bush was ending his last term and into Obama, the threat of confiscation became enormous. And I woke up one morning somewhere around December to find premiums on numismatics through the roof. Coins that were trading normally at 10 or 15% premiums to melt value are now trading at 60 or 70%. at that point, I had been in business for almost 20 years, and it dawned on me that this can't last. This is so far outside the norm that I immediately sold all of my numismatics for bullion and then got on an airplane and flew all around the country going to clients' homes and picking up their numismatics. There were four or five companies that were bidding these enormous premiums, and I viewed them as dumb as a mud wall at that time. So I would go to the clients and I'd say, listen, I'll pick up your numismatics and I'll swap you to 60 or 70% more gold eagles. I said, this is way outside the norm. This will not last. The economy cannot justify it. You should really do this. And we did that. I got most of my clients out of numismatics into bullion. And we were right. The price came crashing down. The numismatic premium came crashing down. And so what happened along the way, going back to that example where we remain market neutral, let's say I'm picking up 1,000 MS62s in 2008 with $1,000 gold, MS62 $20 gold pieces trading at a $600 premium. $600 of unhedgeable premium on 1,000 pieces, that's $600,000 worth of naked market exposure. What happened was is that when the price came down several times after that, the premiums came down commensurate. And what has happened since then is that a lot of companies went out of business, and those that still do sell numismatics have created an enormous bid-ask spread to the point where it's almost impossible for clients to get ahead. So the price that you pay for a numismatic coin right now is way, way higher than the price you'll get when you sell it. When you contrast that with gold bullion, the spreads are 1% or 2%. So to me, in this economy, it's about number of ounces that matter. And if you can find numismatic coins that trade anywhere near the vicinity of a bullion coin, it behooves you. But if you ask me, if you're paying big, big premiums for coins in an environment where people are not looking to profit, they're looking to protect their rear end, the numismatics will go by the wayside. So as much as I like numismatics and love the story behind them and the history behind them, I think for your listeners, the thing to do right now is to sidestep numismatics and go to bullion.
Andy, I want to bring in one of another member of the Miles Franklin team, Bill Holter. Bill, you write for Mills Franklin, in precious metals specialist. I wanted to discuss with you a topic that we were talking off mic about this new BRICS bank coming in. We've read some of the stories. We know that the meetings have been done, and this bank is now, I believe, up and running, or at least very soon will be. However, right now they are using U.S. dollars. You don't think that'll last very long, though, do you?
Well, first off, I think the formation of the BRICS Bank, from a banking standpoint, is the biggest news, at least since 1971 or 1973, when the U.S. went off the gold standard, or when Kissinger set up the petrodollar. I believe it's the equivalent of another Bretton Woods. The BRICS Bank is going to compete directly with the IMF, compete directly with the World Bank, and eventually there will be no dollars used whatsoever. So that's going to cut the legs of demand out from underneath the dollar. As the value of the dollar drops, that is inflationary here in the U.S. It's going to affect people directly because it will take more dollars to purchase trade from overseas, and if it takes more dollars to purchase goods from overseas, when you go into Walmart, it's going to cost you more to buy whatever widgets you're looking to buy.
Yeah, Andy, I have a question for you. You mentioned MS61 grades, and how about coin structure, let's say, at higher grade levels? Do you think they're going to maintain their values versus the lower grade levels?
Well, generally speaking, the high grade, the really rare stuff, has had a knack of maintaining its value. I guess it's kind of like the 1% rule in this country. You have the majority of the people can't afford anything, and then you have the ultra wealthy who can afford whatever they want. But to me, it's like it's liquidity. And when you get up into the super high-grade coins, the MS65s or the very rare Type 1 $20 gold pieces or whatever you're talking about, there are fewer and fewer and fewer players that are able to buy that from you and to liquidate it from you. I guess it boils down to a question of, are you investing or are you preserving? To me, gold is money. It's wealth, and it's not an investment. But to me, the liquidity or the lack thereof in the high-grade numismatics is challenging. I know everybody in this industry. We've been doing this since 1989. I know all of the players. And if someone comes to me with an ultra-rare coin, there's about three companies in the entire industry that will really give me a legitimate bid. So for me, I'd rather have 27 gold eagles versus one pan pack coin, because I could, you know, sell them anywhere from a local pawn shop to any dealer in the country. But when you're dealing with a super high grade numismatic in an economy that appears to me moving in the wrong direction, I think it's a little bit risky. It's, I guess there's no right or wrong answer to any of this. There's no established protocol for success. I just think we are heading down a path where quantity will trump quality.
Bill, I got a question for you, and that is, now, we on the Corlin Economics Report feel that there's a real, real synergy between politics, geopolitical events, et cetera, and precious metals. Agree, disagree? Where do you come from on that?
Absolutely agree, 100%. Politics will affect individual company or countries' currencies. Politics, whatever is done politically in the U.S., affects the value of the dollar, and dollars, yen, euros, what have you, those are, gold and silver are direct competitors. Gold and silver are real money. They have value because they are, not because some government says they have value. And if there are bad political decisions made over time, that will lessen the value of the paper currencies. An ounce of gold today is going to be an ounce of gold 5 years from now. But an ounce of gold 5 years from now may require many, many more dollars or euros or yen or what have you because of poor political, geopolitical decisions made.
Yeah, Bill, I have a question for you on macroeconomics as well. The United States is making some political decisions right now. And do you see any possible way where they can prevent the inexorable move of the dollar down, or the fact that the dollar will have less of an influence in the global economy in the future?
That's the whole thing in a nutshell. It's all about the dollar. The dollar is the Achilles heel to the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve can purchase treasuries and support the treasury bond market. They can purchase really whatever they want. They can purchase S&P futures through offshore accounts or whatever. We've seen the Belgium bulge of $400 billion build up of U.S. treasuries. So they can buy treasuries and they can hold that market up. But can you really print dollars to buy dollars to hold the value of the dollar up? At the end of the day, you can't. Buying dollars today with newly printed dollars will hold its value up today, but tomorrow morning you have a larger money supply and a diluted dollar. So long term, you can't print dollars to buy dollars to hold the value up, and that's the problem.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting from the Sprott Asset Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, with our friend Eric Coffin. Eric is the co-founder of the Hard Rock Analyst, probably one of the most respected newsletters out there. Just give us, first of all, a brief overview, if you would, on HRA.
HRA was founded, 15 years ago now, I guess, almost 20, actually. My late brother David and I, we had a consulting business in the exploration field. And, I mean, I won't bore you with the details, but we kind of fell into sort of doing analysis on companies, and a bunch of people brought us and said, why don't you just start doing a newsletter, which we did in 95, and that evolved into a newsletter that goes out about 20, 22 times a year. It's a base newsletter, the journal, and then there's an alert service on top of that. Dave passed away a couple of years ago, but I still carry forward with the newsletter, if you will.
One thing, Eric, that people are looking for on our show all the time is ideas for companies. And I want to stress, number one, that what we're about to talk about in terms of three companies is not investment advice. And I will say that of the three companies we're going to talk about, Precipitate, Constantine, and Atomera, I am a shareholder in Atomera, as Corey is. In terms of Precipitate and Constantine, and I'm not, and Corey isn't either. But let's start out. Why do you like, and if you have a position, please let listeners know. But in terms of, let's say, Constantine, why do you like it?
I'm a big fan of Garfield McVeigh, and who's the CEO, and Wayne Livingston, who's the chairman, and actually Darwin Green, who's a VP Exploration, three very talented geologists. Garfield is really a very, very talented geologist, very smart guy. They picked this property called Palmer in Alaska up about, 7-8 years now. I haven't generally followed a huge amount of stuff in Alaska. I mean, it's got all the obvious appeals as a mining jurisdiction. The only problem is most of Alaska, the logistics are horrible. Palmer, that's not actually the case. It's about 30 kilometers from Haines in the southeast corner of Alaska. Haines is an all-weather shipping port. It's actually already a concentrate shipping port for a copper mine, the Minto mine in the Yukon. Palmer itself is probably 3 or 4 kilometers from the highway that runs from Haines into the right up the coast of Alaska. There's a main power line there. This is a VMS project. VMS is volcanogenic massive sulfide. Basically, it's base metal, copper, zinc, gold, silver project. They made a small discovery there a few years ago, started drilling it. It's not an easy place to drill because it's very steep. And, you know, like all of these companies, they ran into the usual problem they run into, which is more dilution than they were happy with to get work done. They did at least manage to do their cheap financings with some good guys. John Tognetti at Haywood, I believe, is the largest shareholder by far because he just likes Garfield. Last year, they did a very strong option agreement with a company called Dowa Metals. Dowa Metals is a Japanese company that these days it's mainly involved in smelting and marketing. Dowa actually started in the Kuroko VMS district in Japan 110 years ago, which will mean nothing to most of you, but to geologists, that's kind of one of the most famous VMS districts in the world. These guys really want zinc con. That's what's in it for them. So they signed what was actually a very aggressive option agreement. I was really surprised how good it was. They have to spend $22 million to earn 49% of the property. Not a majority, but a minority. At the end of this year's program, which is about $6 million, they'll be halfway through that, so they'll have to spend another 11 or 12. They did metallurgy last year, not surprising for a smelter company. It was good. They started drilling this year. They just reported the first couple of holes yesterday. The one hole that was on the largest sort of target, they already have 4 or 5 million tons there. They intercepted, I'm doing this off the top of my head, but it was about 22 meters of 2.5% copper, 4.5% zinc, half an ounce of silver, half a gram of gold. Very strong hole for VMS. If you look at the geophysical target, I would say that target, if they keep hitting holes like this, that target is large enough that they could double the tonnage. Take the tonnage on a VMS from 8 to 10 million tons, they'll pull the trigger. I mean, that's big enough. So I think it's really got a shot.
Eric, let's move on to one more company. Atomera Resources, they're a sponsor on our website. As Al mentioned, we are both shareholders. Atomera came out with some news, I believe, earlier this week, a drill hole that they came out. They're still managing to explore very cost-effectively. Yep. However, this last drill hole wasn't quite the grade that people were looking for. However, the company was still very excited about what they saw. Can you give us some of your thoughts?
I follow Adam Aaron. I'm a shareholder, too. I mean, I really like Mark, and I like the way he's done things. He's incredibly cost-effective. He's incredibly cheap. And I was not, in a good way. I mean, the amount of projects he's going to work on this year and the amount of short, admittedly, small drill holes he's going to be able to put in for really not much money at all. I mean, it's really impressive how much he's getting done. He drilled a property called Oversight. Oversight is right next to another property called Overlook, which is one of the Kinross projects. Kinross is a mining company that has a mill about 5 kilometers away. They're mining in the region. Oversight was kind of sort of VMS type. It's not quite a VMS, but it's similar to it. And what Mark was targeting, because it's what he had to work with, was a mag survey. He looked at basically a magnetic high. That's where he put the drill hole. Mag is good for finding magnetite, which happens to be closely associated with the ore in this area. It's not great for finding the VMS stuff, which usually doesn't have much mag signature. So although the hole he put out, which was a third of a meter at 3 grams, was like, yeah. It wasn't really that great. It was simply the fact he managed to find some VMS next to the mag. That got him excited. He went and did another geophysical survey. I talked to him a couple of days ago. He's just headed back out there. They're drilling now. Now they will be targeting on basically chargeability rather than magnetic highs. Chargeability highs is what you would be chasing if you're looking for a VMS. So he's quite excited about it, in part because of the location. If he can find 200,000-400,000 ounces, he could do a deal with Kinross. I mean, Kinross has got 3 or 4 years of ore left, and Republic has been a very good camp for them. You know, profitable, really good community relations. I think if they could find more ore, they want it.
You know, I got to tell you, Eric, we visited the property last year, and the connection with Ken Ross is really interesting. And you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, it's all I need to prove up is a couple hundred thousand ounces, and all of a sudden Ken Ross is right there, because they have that facility which we visited, and yeah, just right around the corner from the town of Republic, which is interesting. The thing it's important to realize about that part of the state of Washington is it's very mining friendly. I mean, that's the source of income for, you know, for people who live there. And Ken Ross, I have to tell you, has done a very credible job in terms of not tarnishing the industry whatsoever. They're doing a really good job. So we're excited about that one. Precipitate.
Okay, precipitate. I need to preface this by saying that I am not objective. My brother and I helped found this company. I mean, I'm not running it. Somebody else is. But I'm one of the larger shareholders. So although I update it in the newsletter, I'm very clear that I do not rate the stock. But that said, I'm a big fan of the Dominican Republic. It's one of those areas I think is going to generate a lot of discoveries over the years. GoldQuest, another company I follow, made a really nice discovery there a couple of years ago. Precipitate picked up ground right next door to it. Like most companies, they've been very careful about not raising too much money, doing stuff, you know, as efficiently as they can. They've done a bunch of work. They basically did mapping followed by geochem followed by IP, basically the same stuff GoldQuest did. They generated a really nice-looking coherent target. And the reason why I'm mentioning precipitate is I expect to see a news release Monday, Tuesday next week, probably that soon, that they started drilling. And that's basically where the rubber meets the road with these things. If they pull a few good holes, it's a very tight stock. I know half the shareholders. I'm probably related to a third of them. But, you know, it's a stock that if they actually pull a good hole, it can go. It can move.
I hope everybody out there appreciates Eric's forthcomingness on some of these stocks, reading his newsletter personally. I know that you are constantly writing about these companies, also a number of other companies. You get really in-depth on them, not only looking at just the geology, but also at the general market, at their finances. I think it's a great letter. I enjoy reading it. We really appreciate you sharing some of your thoughts. It's been a tough market out there, especially for these juniors and ones that are doing work, and some of the ones that are doing work cheaply. There's something to pay attention to there, because if something does turn, you know what? We might see some good wins for everybody.
You know, Corey, I got to tell you, one of the things about our industry that has really hit home with me over the last little better than 30 years is this is all about people. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, yeah, assets, anybody who says assets aren't important is crazy. Anybody who says that having capital, you know, in terms of in the coffers, for lack of better terms, of a mining company, you know, or any kind of company, obviously is absolutely nuts if they say that isn't important. But I got to tell you, I really stick with people. Kathy and I over the years have invested fairly actively in a lot of these companies, and Eric is the perfect example, in my opinion, of people you can trust. That's what you want to determine in the industry. Who the heck can you go to and get an honest opinion? Take a look at the Hard Rock Analyst to get honest opinions there. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.